Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes as per usual, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You may sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front, or you can sit in a chair. That's completely fine. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And if that is at all uncomfortable, you might want to experiment next time with putting a cushion or something under your feet to raise the level of your knees. And as you get settled, I want to mention two things very briefly. The first is kind of a housekeeping issue. If you've been practicing with the Open Heart Project for a while, you know that we always sit for 10 minutes and I always give you the full instruction. And there are enough of you, however, at this point that want to go beyond that, that I'm creating an offering that will enable you to do so, to become a member of the Open Heart Project as opposed to a participant or in addition to being a participant. So please stay tuned for that. And the next is I want to offer you a very simple way of looking at meditation practice. There are a lot of studies now that show that it's really, really good for you. And there's also a tremendous body of ancient wisdom that says the same thing. It's really, really good for you. So it's easy to have expectations and notions about what it is or what it should do. But I want to offer you a very simple and I think powerful way of looking at what meditation is and where the benefits come from. So you may have heard me say this before, but meditation is truly about the placement of attention. That's all, actually. So if I ask you to place your attention on your left knee, you can. You can just notice it. Notice your left knee. And now, place your attention on your right earlobe. Just notice it. So whatever just moved between your knee and your earlobe is your attention. And in meditation, we work with the strengthening the capacity to place that where we would like. And I would like to tell you with complete certainty that he or she who is able to place attention purposefully has come into possession of a superpower. Because in this day and age, our attention is constantly being grabbed and it darts from screen to voice to meeting to idea to responsibility to advertisement to concern to hope. It's constantly continually being distracted through no fault of our own, really. This is how fast and demanding our lives are. Our attention has to ricochet. And after a while, we become in danger of losing the ability to hold our attention where we would like it to be. And so, you know, I hear a lot of people say, I can't focus, I have ADD, so I can't do one thing at a time. I have to bounce from thing to thing. And, you know, I'm sure there are those of you who are technically and truly have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, and I completely appreciate that. But I think that's also become a kind of shorthand for many of us to say, I can't focus. But I would suggest that you can. And it's simply a matter of gently and consistently retraining ourselves in the ability, the old-fashioned, powerful, important ability to attend to what we choose without being distracted and having no say over it. So we're going to start practicing right now. And as we do, please know that as we place attention on breath and it may stray and we come back, we are cultivating a superpower, which is called focus. And even if we can only do it for 8 seconds, and sometimes that's all I can do too, that is important because we are strengthening that muscle. And eventually, it's quite strong. So, without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So to begin your practice, forget everything I just said. And don't worry about any of that. And instead, notice what it feels like to be in your body right now. It doesn't have to feel good. It doesn't have to feel bad. Just notice what it is. Where do you feel comfortable and where do you feel holding? And there's no need to change any of that. Just let all of that be. And if you have no idea what it means to feel what it feels like to be in your body, that's fine too. Let yourself become heavy. Feel your weight really sink into your cushion or chair with this kind of fearlessness, unafraid to be right here. Take your seat, as we say, like a king or a queen, or both, right in the middle of your life. The hands are palms down, just above the knee. And the back is straight and strong and full of dignity. And the front body, the belly, the chest, throat are soft and open and full of warmth. The mouth is closed, which is already fantastic because you don't have to say anything. So nice. And breath comes in and out through the nose naturally. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front, or what would be there if you don't have that much distance, pretend. And rather than staring, let your eyes relax and allow what you're looking at to sort of come toward you to be seen, as it were. And allow the whole visual field in through the eyes. How much can you see without looking around? And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. And in this still but strong posture, what do you feel? You can feel your body breathing. Things become very simple. Just breathing. And let your attention ride the breath. Follow it in on the inhale and flow out with it on the exhale. Like you're surfing a wave with your attention, and Your attention rolls in on the wave, on the inhale, and flows out to be reabsorbed by the sea on the exhale. And then, just like a wave in the ocean, in it comes again, and out it rolls again. Your mind will continue to produce thoughts, which is excellent, fine, no problem. But rather than attending to the thoughts, we attend to the breath. We place attention on the breath. And try to stay with it as best we can. And if you notice at any point that you become absorbed in thought, rather than breath, that's actually fantastic because you just woke up and saw exactly where you were and what you were doing. And at that point, you have a choice, lots of choices. And I ask that you choose to let that thought go, whatever it is, happy, sad, ugly, beautiful, doesn't matter. And gently, kindly, softly, bring your attention back to the breath completely. And take a fresh start. And the amount of fresh starts you are allowed is infinite. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice.